Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
This is KF4TK. Does somebody have the net tonight?
KF4TK. This is KO4VNZ. Mike, I haven't heard anybody answer that, but if everyone's willing to put up with my voice, I'll give running the net a try tonight. Over.
Well, I appreciate the offer. I can pick it up. I have some material ready, so just give me a few minutes, and I will start. KF4TK. CQ, 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 CQ. This is KF4TK. Starting the Fuck Here Amateur Radio Sunday Night Technical Service Net. I am not at my regular station this evening, so I don't have my script and I don't have my net logger, so please be patient. This net meets every Sunday at 8 p.m. plus or minus local time on this 147.165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. Anybody who is interested in more information about the club or the repeater, please visit our website, w4va.org. All right. This evening I thought I would give a little bit of a discussion about lithium batteries. There are so many kinds and so many applications that I thought I'd give a quick overview of some of them and where you might want to look for amateur radio use in particular. But, as always, we welcome additional topics or questions. If anybody has a topic or question that they would like addressed on the net, please call now. Man, everybody must still be hungover from that fantastic Christmas ungathering that we had yesterday.
DAQCM, W4RKU.
All right, WDAQCN and W4RKU. Well, let's start with Steve. WDAQCN, go ahead.
Mike, thanks for picking up the net tonight. KF4TEK, WDAQCN. I think I'm going to beat Kevin to the punch by a millisecond here and just remind everyone that club dues are due. $30. Get them to Kevin ASAP. Due by the end of the year. That's all I had, and again, echo your comments there. Fantastic gathering last night. Good to see everyone in person. I only get to do it a couple times a year, being as I'm all the way up here in Sterling, but fantastic turnout there yesterday. I've got NetLogger up and going for you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Steve. Kevin, W4RKU, go ahead.
KF4TEK.
All right.
KX4L.
This is Whiskey 4, November, Uniform Alpha. This is for Fairfax Frontier.
W4VFW.
W4RKU, just in case you didn't get me on the list.
KO4VNZ.
KO4, November, Mike Charlie.
All right, let's hold it there. Picked up K1HTV, KX4O, W4NUA. And then there was a double with an echo link station, so I'm going to have to pick both of you up again in a second. KO4VNZ and KO4NMC. So let's have our echo link station. Echo link station, please go.
W4VFW.
Okay, brilliant. W4VFW via echo link. Thanks for joining us. And anybody else who called and I did not give your call back, please call again.
Whiskey Able 1, Foxtrot Alpha Zulu.
All right, WA1FAZ, thank you for joining us. Five misses. Well, it's a good crowd for the first spin, so let's talk for a few seconds about batteries, lithium batteries. If you are putting together a go pack or a go bag or a bug out kit or just looking for emergency power for your home station or something to carry for soda or POTA operations. For a long time, the old standby sealed lead acid / gel cell / absorbed glass mat AGM lead acid battery was what you had to deal with. And it was heavy, and they didn't have a real long shelf life. They, you know, even if you kept them on the flow charger, they would kind of lose their capacity after, you know, 3 to 5 years. anybody who has a UPS for their computer knows how that goes. So it doesn't matter how well you take care of them, they just don't last that long, and they're heavy. But they do have price going for them. But these days, the lithium battery has so many more advantages that it's cost premium, which has come down quite a bit, is no longer out of reach for many applications. But there's a bazillion kind of lithium batteries, so let's go through some of them. The first kind of lithium battery that you might be familiar with is just the lithium metal battery. So this is a non-rechargeable, typically, lithium-based battery that you can find in coin cells, or AA, AAA, 9-volt at the local hardware store. They are not rechargeable. They have a great shelf life. They'll keep their charge for 10 years or more. Great for flashlights you keep in your go kit, your POTA soda backpack, your glove box. They don't leak like alkalines do, seemingly always and forever. And you can forget about them for a long time, and after a decade, they'll still be there when you need to change that tire on the side of the road coming down from the mountain. They are, you know, pretty high energy density, about twice what you get out of a similar sized alkaline cell, and they weigh less, but they're not rechargeable. So while you can stick them in the battery holder of your HT and use them, then the non-rechargeableness sort of makes their use in any other ham application not so fun. But you know, they are based on a lithium chemistry. The AA's and the AAA's that you see out there, I believe, are a lithium iron disulfide chemistry. They have a nominal cell voltage of about 1.5 volts, which is why they are so great to drop in as replacements for alkaline cells. There are many, many lithium battery chemistries, and I'm not going to talk about them all, just the more common ones. This is KF4TEK for the Sunday Night Fire Technical Services Net. So the next kinds of, I'm going to talk about three more kinds. The next kinds of lithium batteries that people are familiar with are the lithium ion battery, the lithium polymer battery, or LiPo, and the lithium iron phosphate battery, or LiFe, or LiFe, or LiFePO4 battery. Lithium ion batteries have been around for a little while. They are common in laptops and many devices of that ilk. They have a lithium cathode and a liquid electrolyte. They are typically in hard cases, and they require a battery management system, as do the rest of the lithium battery cells, because the energy density of lithium and its reactivity means that the cells are a little more dangerous and less friendly when they're abused or overcharged, over-discharged, things like that. So lithium-ion cells need to be managed, which means that you can't just throw, you know, any old charger on them. You need a battery charger that's aware of the lithium-ion chemistry, and there's probably a custom battery management system built into the pack, and it's probably got a custom power management subsystem built into the device it is intended to power, which is true of every laptop that's made today. So they're out there, but probably, again, not a great option for your go bag unless, you know, you've got the equipment and the surplus stuff to make it work. So enter the LiPo battery. The lithium polymer battery was made popular by its ability to be... So that brings us to the lithium iron phosphate battery, the LiFe, LiFe PO4 LFP batteries. This is the battery that has almost all of the advantages of a lithium cell and almost none of the disadvantages of the lithium ion and lithium polymer batteries. It has slightly less energy density than the lithium ion and lithium polymer, but it is much more stable, and it does not have some of the rarer elements that are in the lithium ion batteries, which makes them a little more environmentally friendly, and depending on you know, how world politics go, they make them a little more resistant to the vagaries of international bickering. For battery applications and go kits and things like that, they're just inherently more stable than lithium ions and lithium polymers. So definitely the LFP is where you want to look first if you are just starting to assess battery choice for ham radio portable applications or solar backup. You are still going to want a charger that is aware that it's charging a lithium iron phosphate battery. You don't want to use a standard lead acid charger or a LiPo charger on a LFP battery. It'll work, but you will reduce the life of the LFP battery by not using the charger that is aware of the chemistry. So popular outlets for LFP batteries include BioNO. I know that a number of folks in the club have BioNO cells and are happy with them. At least they were last year. I guess we'll find out if that opinion has changed. And another website I found that has nice-looking batteries of the lithium iron phosphate variety for ham use is Dakota Lithium. So there are many others. You can use Google as well as I can, so give it a shot and see what you find. So that is my whirlwind tour of lithium battery chemistries for you. I hope that was interesting and or useful. If you remember just one thing from the last 10 minutes, lithium iron phosphate, LFP, is probably where you want to start if you're putting together a go kit, bug out bag, solar battery bank for your ham radio gear. That's my opinion. And with that, I'll say this is KF4TEK for the Far Sunday Night Technical Service Net. We will go around the table and see how folks are doing, and we'll start at the top of the list.
4TEK in the net, WD8QCN, evening, Mike. Thanks again for picking her up. Yeah, doing real good this week. Had a great week at work. Great event there again last night. Wonderful to see everyone in person. And other than that, had a super duper church service tonight. They did the church Christmas musical, cantata, and it was absolutely fantastic, orchestra and all. Very good presentation. So been a wonderful week. Not too much to report in the DX world. Things been fairly quiet this week, although I did see the bands picking up. I did run into Rich on 15 meters working a bunch of Asian stations, but. It was kind of late in the evening, and I wasn't having very good luck myself, so not a whole lot to report there. That's about it. We'll shoot it back to you. KF4TEK in the net, WD8QCN.
All right, fine business, Steve. Yeah, happy to. And, yeah, Roger, Asia. I got Japan, finally. Last week, I got Japan on FTA, so that was my big DX for the week. A bunch of Europeans on 2040, but Japan was the one I've been looking for a long time, so yay me. All right, W4RKU, Kevin, how you doing? All right, Kevin, fine business. Yeah, I agree with everything you said. It was a fantastic gathering, and good to see you folks. K1HTV, Rich, how you doing?
Hey, fine, Mike. KF4TEK in the net, K1HTV in Amosville. Thanks to you for doing the net, and thanks for all the info on the lithium batteries. A lot to absorb there, and hopefully aimed a lot of us in the right direction as to which way to go as far as the best with the lithium batteries nowadays. Really enjoyed the Farrah holiday gathering. Really was a great variety of delicious food brought by so many of the members and their wives. Nice to talk with so many members and their wives also. Thanks to Brad and Debbie. Brad and Tony IBB are our past president, and his ex-YL Debbie, so they did a great job there also. Before the contest, they spent about 4 hours or so on the 10-meter contest Saturday morning. It's early afternoon. Then I decided I got to start prepping the salad and everything else for the party, and put the big salad along, a bunch of soda and everything else. But it was good to see so many guys and gals there. Spent another 4 or 5 hours later in the morning into early afternoon today in the 10-meter contest. Made about 431 contacts in 50 states and provinces and 51 countries, about 174K. Solar Flux is still around the 148 mark. K index is 10. The A index is 10. The K index is 3. And conditions, just 15 meters is dead. 17 meters is dead. 20 is still alive, but they're still closing down early. So I did not operate the latter part for any JAs or anything on 10, but they may have been.
All right, Rich, fine business. Yeah, it was good to see you, and good job on the contest there. I dialed briefly up on 10 meters early this afternoon and heard a couple go fall on CQ, but I didn't want to offer any contacts I wasn't going to log, so I just sort of listened. But that's very good. All right, this is KF4TEK for the FARA, 79 Technical Services Net. We're up to W4NUA. Lister, how are you doing, sir?
Okay, I think I've got your call down as W4TPK, or TBK, the subject for anyway. Well, my name is Frank. I'm in Fairfax, and I got hooked up to your computer here, or your repeater here, about 2 weeks ago. I talked to several guys down there, and it worked really beautiful. You got a nice repeater. I've been in ham radio since 1960. And three other guys and myself organized a club in Charlottesville, Virginia, in 1962. So I'm now a charter member of that club. And I belong to the Vienna Wireless Radio Club up in Fairfax. I live in Fairfax. And you had a lot of information there on batteries, and I was wondering if I could, if you got source of some of that. I could give you my email address, and if you could send me any places to look up. You mentioned a couple of batteries I hadn't even heard of and didn't do it. I just haven't been in that field, I guess, that much. Although I do work mobile and, I don't do it now. I'm legally blind now at the moment. The VA declared me legally blind about 4 years ago. So I had to turn my driver's license in and things like that. But we love amateur radio. It used to be a hobby, but now I look at it more as a way of life. So back to that, if you can take my email address, I'll give it to you. If you could send me some more information on batteries.
Okay, Frank, I'm more than happy to do that. Go ahead with your email address, or you can email it to farinet@w4va.org, and I'll get it either way.
Okay, well, why don't I just give you my email? It's w4nua@cox.net, w4nua@cox.net. It's real simple.
Okie dokie. I can send you some references on that, and I'll do that after the net. So thank you very much for joining us, and thank you for your kind words about the repeater. We always appreciate the feedback and to use it. It's out there to serve the community, and I'm glad that you find it useful. So, you know, stop by anytime you want, and, rag chew all you like. Anything else for the net?
Richard, W4NUA.
Okay, very good. All right, we are up to W4VFW on Echolink. How are you doing?
Good evening, Mike. Thanks for running the net, and wow, it's a great net. I never had any idea how involved lithium was. I just thought it was something that lasted a lot longer. But I've learned quite a bit tonight, and that's a tribute to you. Good net. Other than that, it's been a slow day. I just made it a point not to do anything, and that's what I did just about all day. And my DX, I haven't been on the air much lately, but I did work Albania the other day, and I thought that was probably the rarest one I've ever made in 54 years now. So that was it, Albania for Rob. That's it here in Irwin, where it's been raining for 5 days, and we get 2 days dry, and then 5 more days of rain. Back to you, Mike. Thanks again.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm glad you were able to take a rest. You reminded me of a quote from one of my favorite movies, which is Office Space, where one of the characters just spends the day in bed. And a co-worker comes to him the next day and says, "So how was it? What'd you do yesterday?" And the guy says, "Michael, I did nothing. I did absolutely nothing, and it was everything I thought it could be." So, thanks for joining us. All right, we're up to KO4VNZ. How you doing?
KF4D. Today, as far as radio, I received from Amazon my, I guess it's an Anderson power pole distribution pack, so I'm that much closer to getting a real shack on the air and not just using the HT. Let's see, what else was it going on? I was going to mention coming up this week, I think the night of the 13th, morning of the 14th, is a Geminid meteor shower. Whether or not we see it, I guess, depends on the weather. I think we'll just squeak in being able to see it before the clouds roll in. That's about it. I'm looking forward to New Year's Eve breakfast at the bistro. So I guess that's the next time I'll see a bunch of you. Anyway, everyone, 73, this is KO4VNZ, back to net.
All right, Chuck, fine business. I hope you're practicing by writing in all these call signs. if you want, you can take my slot next Sunday. I'll give you a week to prepare. Just let me know. Good luck with your power distribution and setting up your shack. It's always a good time, so let us know how it goes. Keep us posted. All right, this is KF4TEK for the Far East Sunday Net Technical Service Net. That's Kilo Foxtrot 4, Tango Echo Kilo. I know I blow through that pretty quick sometimes. For the Far East Sunday Night Technical Service Net. And we are up to KO4NMC. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Mike, KF4TEK in the net. This is KO4NMC. I'm doing really well. Thank you for taking the net. You're doing a great job. I'm going to echo what everyone else said. I thought last night's event was really more than I had hoped for, and it turned out really well. It was a really nice set of people and just the right mix of each kind of food that you could imagine. Everyone had a good time. And, Chuck, thanks for picking up Robert. I think that was really good to help him get out there as well. Before I forget, I was going to say that I was on the other air the other day, and there were some folks from England calling in via EchoLink looking for W4VFW. So they said they were old friends looking for you. So there were people asking about you anyway. And then on with respect to the lithium iron batteries, very interesting topic. You know what? We used to use these lithium-ion cells, the 18650 cells. We use the term battery and cell kind of interchangeably sometimes, but it was a collection of 18650 lithium-ion cells to make up a battery to go on spacecraft, and they have all sorts of problems associated with them that the lithium-iron phosphate solve, not the least of which is the ability to charge below freezing temperatures, which the lithium-ion batteries really have a hard time with. The other thing that really makes the lithium iron phosphate kind of ideal for some of our applications is the ability to get to a kind of a native 12-volt application with the addition of the batteries. The lithium ion ones, the 18650s, can charge anywhere from 2.8 to 4.2 volts, but the higher you charge them, the lower their life is. So just a lot of little peculiarities about them. So appreciate the information. It's a lot of fun to build these things. The addition I'd make on the lithium batteries is for an emergency pack for your home. Lithium batteries are great to kind of have in there. They'll last 10, 20 years without even thinking about them and not melting down like the alkaline batteries. So when you actually go get them out to put in your flashlight after the power goes out, they'll actually work. With that, I'll hand it back to the net. This is KO4NMC, 73 to all.
Okay, Alan, fine business. It was a pleasure chatting with you last night, and thank you for the additions on the batteries. Yeah, I forgot to mention that if you charge a lithium-ion battery below freezing, it deposits pure lithium metal. on the electrode, and that isn't what it wants to be in there. hilarity ensues, isn't that what they say? But yeah, very cool stuff. Thanks for sharing the insights on the 18650s. And with that, we are down to our last entry. Last but not least, of course, WA1FAZ. How are you doing tonight?
K4TK in the group, WA1FAZ. Name is Vic, Vic Rider Charlie, over here in Catlett. Have been very, very dormant and used to belong to Farrah back in, probably in the 90s. Late 80s, early 90s. Little Baofeng handheld with a Ringo Ranger out in the backyard. Back to net, WA1FAZ. Thanks.
All right, Vic. Well, great. Thank you for joining. And you sounded great up here in my driveway. I'm getting you full scale on reverse, so whatever you've got there, it's working like a champ. Very good, and thanks for your kind words. All right. This is KF4TEK for the Far East Sunday Night Technical Service Net, and I'm going to make one quick call for new checks and rechecks. If you've got something to say and you want to join us, please call now.
N7IB.
KX4O.
KM4OZH Mobile.
Kilo Delta 4 Romeo Echo Echo.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. We picked up N7IVV, KM4OZH Mobile, KD4REE, and John KX4O reminds me that he checked in earlier and I had him on the list, but I failed to call him because I don't know. So we'll start with John. I am very sorry, sir. How are you doing?
Hey, everyone. That's KX4O. No problem, Mike. I understand everything went well last night. We drove by the place on our way to our anniversary dinner, so sorry. I had other priorities, but it's nice to see that Farrah is back into the ways of old, and I'm quite impressed with Farrah. Batteries. My lithium iron phosphate is 9.5 years old. And still kicking. I bought one of those gel cell sized ones for soda use. It still works great. I don't know what kind of age characteristics it might have, but one day I guess I'll find out. But good combination of technology there. I also did some tests with the Energizer Lithium Ultimates and the versus Energizer Alkaline Max in the APRS configuration a couple years ago, maybe a year ago. Basically, every 2 minute beacon, and I ran them dry. And, the lithiums did last longer, maybe 20 to 30% longer, and they held their voltage like you would expect until the very last moment and fell off the cliff. I would argue that the C has changed and alkaline battery quality is really suffering. I don't think that's the case yet with good old lead-acid batteries, because there's still so many applications for them still, but I'm not impressed with the AA's, AAA's, things that you buy, and I think the lithiums are basically shoving them out of the market space a little bit, and it's just what I see. So, anyway, lots of other things that I can comment on, but I'll turn it back to Ned for the sake of time. Good evening, KX4O.
All right, John, thanks for stopping by, and thanks for waving. Understand the priorities are in the right place, so hopefully we'll catch you maybe at the next Bistro meeting. Another thought, but it's gone. So moving on to N7IVV. How are you doing tonight?
Good evening, everybody. N7IVV here. Doing fine, just dragging my heel kitten on the net tonight, but appreciate you running it as usual. Enjoyed the activity last night, and everybody that was able to stop by, it was real good to meet you, and the new folks, and the old folks, and appreciate that. Spent all the afternoon here being, and Alan's going to laugh again, but, you know, my normal happy self, being underwhelmed today by NASA's coverage of the reentry of Orion. Glad it got back safely, but... some of us were kind of joking with each other, saying that the coverage was actually better 50 years ago for the Apollo missions than it was for the Orion stuff. So a little disappointed in that, but glad it happened. Looking forward to better things in the future. Back to you, N7IVV.
Oh, dear. I did watch a few minutes of the recap of the splashdown, and the commentary was underwhelming. But I don't know what the commentary in the Apollo missions is like. So maybe you'll have to do a comparison for us at some point. All right, let's pick up Gil, KM4OZH Mobile, before he gets any further away. How are you doing tonight, Gil?
KF4TEK, KM4OZH Mobile, here sitting waiting for the train here in Manassas. And, yes, I want to...
All right, we pause for a word from our sponsors. And thanks, thank you for stopping by. And good to see you last night. And two parties in a weekend, man, that's living large. That's great. Glad you had a good time. Have a safe trip home. And KD4REE, how are you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm, like some others, I was listening to the 10-meter AR contest, and the band seemed to be pretty active, and I think it was open. Yeah, I haven't heard that many signals since, say, field day or the 10-10 contest. Nothing else new going on, and I also wanted to say hi to Frank. Nice to hear him on the net tonight. I lived east of him, but I could not hear him on the input. Gotta go back and finish typing something. So I'll say 73 and turn it back to net from KD4REE.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Always a pleasure. Hope that you can stop by again soon. That's the bottom of my list, and I don't have my sheet in front of me, so I'm just going to extemporize this again. So this is KF4TEK for the FAR Technical Service Net.
KO4VNZ from WDHTCN.
WDHTCN, this is KO4VNZ. What's up, Steve?
Heard you volunteer.
Node KX4O disconnected.
WDHTCN, this is KO4VNZ. I think I'll take you up on that idea. I was wondering, because as I was reading through setting up the net logger, it said that once you, you okay the creation of the logger, that you're live and anyone can see you. But is there a way to see the log without creating a log? I hadn't read far enough down in there to figure out if there was a way to do that. Or I would have done that tonight. Over.
Absolutely. If you're the first one on, you can create. If the other person's already started the net, you should be able to go to the pull-down list at the top there where it says net and just kind of open that. Well, actually, let's see. That's the one we started. You can do, let's see, let me close this net. Stop logging. Okay, hold on, stand by.
KO4NMC.
KO4NMC, WD8QCN. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, Stephen Chuck, when you have a select net is the button I think you're looking for, and when you select that, it really gives you a list of upcoming nets that are already advertised. You can choose the Farinet, and I don't know if it was advertised because you had already started it, Steve, or if because it's a continuous net, but when you open it up, you can select that you want to monitor it, and then it will come up and show what's going on with the net.
That's exactly where I was going here, but I had to close the net in order to see that one again. So yeah, you won't see the net in there, I don't think, until someone has started it. So if you're the first one on, you may need to go create, and you'll need all the information out of the script there to do that.
Oh, well, that's really good to know. And I'll also think about, like you did, if Mike runs it, maybe I can log it in NetLogger. Are we talking about next Sunday or this Wednesday? My brain, I can't remember where we are right now. Over.
I think Mike's got it next Sunday. I think that's what he said. I don't have the schedule in front of me. I think Sippy's got that. But, next Sunday, if you just happen to follow along Wednesday, whoever picks up the net, if they start NetLogger, you'll be able to follow along there as well as soon as the net's up.
Oh, very good. That's what I'll do. I'm looking forward to this. I don't know that I have any expertise as far as, like Mike did, talking about any real topics, but then there's always something to talk about. Other people out there have that, so I'm kind of looking forward to giving this stuff a try. Over.
Absolutely. And, yeah, we can try to hook you up with somebody else. I might be around Sunday to do it. If you wanted to, like, you know, kind of sit and have somebody coach you along on the phone or something, that would work too. So I'm not around Wednesdays for the net at present time, but Sundays I'm pretty consistently here if you want to do something like that too.
Okay, I'll keep all that in mind. Thanks for all the information. You all take care this evening. This is KO4VNZ clear.
Thanks, Chuck. Have a great one. 73 KO4VNZ WDAQCN. And thanks for following along there, Alan. I saw you shadowing on Netlogger. I don't know if you had the AIM or monitors windows up there. I opened those just to kind of see who's poking around in the background.
Yeah, I'm kind of doing that just to kind of understand how all of that works, and I tried it in the past, but just trying to become proficient with it again. And one of the things I would tell Chuck is, you know, there's a lot of pressure, I think, as the net controller to add that color commentary and to have interesting topics. That's one of the things that I think calling for the topics is an important part of, right? As net controller, you don't necessarily have to be the most entertaining person in the world to make sure that it's all flowing correctly.
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't have to be the guy with all the stuff on the top of your head. It's perfectly okay if you don't have a topic, just to take check-ins and see what the net throws at you and just kind of go with the flow.
Agreed. Yeah, we can't all be as interesting as Mike, sharp guy. We've got some really good folks in the Farinets that help kind of get us started on some of these conversations. But sometimes it's just a matter of introducing the right set of questions or things that you know about, and there's always someone who knows a little bit about it. I've always been lucky to have like a K1HTV or one of the others jump in and have a topic of interest kind of ready to go. So nice talking to you, Steve. Good to spend some time with you last night. I appreciate your help. This is KO4NMC, and I will be clear on your final.
Very good, Alan. Yeah, likewise. Good to get to put a fresh face to the name there. I need to get together every now and then and do that. I don't make many of the club meetings these days now, working in the office, not being able to be remote so much anymore. It's good to get out and see everyone. That was a really great event. Much appreciate all the effort there on your part and Brad's and everyone else that pitched in. So thanks again for that. And, Rich is our rescue ranger when it comes to net topics quite often. He's got a lot of interesting stuff swimming in his head, that's for sure. So thanks again, and we'll see you on the air here. 7-3 for now. KO4NMC from WD8QCN. Have a great night.
K1HTV, still around, Chuck?
K1HTV, this is KO4VNZ. Yeah, I'm still around. I'm looking right now at the net logger, and I just pulled down select nets, and I can see there's about 23 nets that are up right now. Over.
Very good. I hope you get familiar with it, and good idea by the guys to, you know, shadow someone for the first couple times, at least get the feel of it and how to enter data and then play with it. Anyway, this is just an update. Thanks very much for picking up and bringing Robert back. He really seemed to really enjoy the gathering, and I spoke with him this morning, and seemed like a happy camper, so that was good. Also good to see Keith there, and let's see what else is going on here. Oh, after the contest, when I finished with the contest in the early afternoon, decided I'll just, you know, grab a bite to eat and sit down in the chair, watch a little of one of the old soccer games and a couple of movie, and then I opened up the page for the book that he provided, the Vocally Freedom, which is the telephone dialer that you picked up and brought back. It says that the memories are probably good for about 15 years. This device is about 20 years old. I don't know if they have a battery holding the memory. It said there were a lot of phone numbers in it. I'm not sure if it's a battery or if it's just one of these EEPROMs where it'll, you know, hold the memory for a long period of time. But if it is a battery, I've not taken it apart. I don't know how long the voice voice memories will hold. But I've not looked at the power supply yet. Got to measure, see if there's any ripple that's causing the buzz. I just haven't done anything electronic, but just reading up on it in the half a dozen page manual, I should say. KO4VNZ, K1HTV.
Very good, Rich. I'm wondering if whatever agency or group provided that for him, if they do have a lifetime, if they would consider providing him with a new one. Over.
I think he said it was the Lions Club. I'm not sure which one, if it was his one in Culpeper or what, but that's a good idea.
Yeah, and I've been telling him it'd be nice if we could somehow program the WebEx phone number in there so all those club meetings where he can't attend, at least he could listen in. Anyway, thanks for doing all that, Rich, working on all his equipment. It was really interesting seeing how you put the voice module in his radio so it tells him where it's tuned and all. You've been a great helper to him. Thanks for all of that. I guess I'll make this my final. You have a good evening. And 73 K1HTV, this is KO4VNZ, clear.
Very good, Chuck. This is K1HTV. As far as the memory and the dialing, it'll take up to 35 numbers, and with a couple asterisks, it'll put like a three-second pause, so it will wait, and you can enter, you know, into various codes. So we'll figure that out. But, yeah, I think your idea, maybe see if there's another new one, because this one really has failed, and it's well past its life, normal lifetime. So maybe we can get something for him. Yeah, I'm glad to get back to the hobby. You know, the hobby's been great to me. It started off in ham radio. It led me to a career in broadcasting from the judge at a science fair in high school, and offered me a summer job. Turned out to be an all-year job for 3 years, and up to 50 kW in Hartford, and 20 years in broadcasting up north, and another 28 at VOA. So it's ham radio is great to me, and I'm hopefully giving back a little bit to the hobby.
Welcome to the W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia, Grid Square FM 18 Bravo Radio.